Okay.
Great. Welcome, everybody. Good to see you all. Back for our Qigong class on the water element. And I sent you a picture that I've just sent you again that I wanted you to look at called the Neijing 2, which I wanted you to read at Wikipedia a little bit about, but I don't know how many of you done that. We will review that.
Mm-hmm.
Before we start to review that, what I'd like to do is I'd like to have our little introduction that we usually do. So, actually, before we start that, are there any questions about anything we've done so far?
No, not really. No.
Okay. Okay. So, when I see a patient, particularly when I see cancer patients, one of the things I speak to them about is how to have conversations with their cells. Now, many patients that are not familiar with alternative approaches look at me askance and think, you know, what do you mean? What would you mean to have conversation with your cell? How can I talk to my cell? It's very clear to anybody that would think about it that the cells cannot have a voice to speak in a language that's the result of our brain putting everything together, or all the different aspects of perception, thought, memory, muscle control, et cetera, et cetera. So what is it that I mean when I say have a conversation with your cells? It's been demonstrated that when we visualize, by demonstrated, I mean it's now been demonstrated in research labs in various universities, among them Harvard and Stanford and several others, that when we visualize a part of our body, it can be a joint, it can be an organ, it could also be a tissue of some sort, it could be a gland. Something happens in that part of the body when we're visualizing it. Something changes. It's possible that circulation may change, we have increased circulation. It may be possible that different neurotransmitters are released in the brain. It could be possible that different chemicals, different enzymes, different proteins are released near the cells that we're thinking about, or the part of the body we're thinking about. And in general, we see that just visualizing a part of our body in our brain creates a contact, a communication between that brain and that part of the body. You may recall our exercise that we did in our first Qigong where we smiled. We visualized something in front of us or at the third eye point. We then smiled. Even if we weren't smiling on anything else, we forced a smile, forced the muscles into a smile, and then brought the smile down to our heart or brought the smile into our lungs. That is a very similar process taking place. The minute we have that smile, the article I sent you a couple weeks ago, I believe, about what happens even if you force a smile to the brain, that it actually affects the same things that if you are actually smiling at something genuinely, that chemical change in the brain and then focused through visualization to the heart brings an awareness and a shift in the cells and the health of that organ that you're focused on. And so when I say to my patients, have conversation with the cells, what I'm really asking them to do is somehow visualize a communication. But it's not random that I'm asking them to have a conversation. You may recall, if we go back to one of our Dharma discourses, particularly in the one we gave on the Four Noble Truths and on the Eightfold Noble Path, that one of the acts or paths of the Eightfold Noble Path is right speech. And you may recall that I spent a little time describing how difficult it is to actually do right speech. You may also recall or not recall that in my personal opinion, there is a certain sequence to the Eightfold Noble Path. And I mention that because in many, many traditional instructions, there is no sequence. They say it can happen all at different varying times. in my experience and looking through all the readings that I've done and all the practice that I've done, for me, it seems very clear that there's a sequence there in the Eightfold Noble Path. Starting out with right intention and then moving to right speech. And right speech is very important because speech, I'll review a little bit, entails thinking ahead of time, putting ideas together, creating recognizable and logical sentences and structures. So it involves our thought, our understanding, our knowledge, our muscle control, our emotions, because how we speak definitely is communicated to the person we're speaking to. So when I ask my patients to have conversations with their selves, it's engaging that entire process of communication and visualization to the cells that they're aiming for. And in this case, I often tell them the cancer cells. By bringing this attention to the cells, a physiological connection is created between the cell and the mind. And once that connection is established and one becomes more skillful at it, one can do many different things. One can have positive effects, one can have negative effects. And this is actually the fundamental foundation, I believe, from my experience in my practice, of Qigong. In the old days, they had visualizations. They asked people to have these visualizations, bring their attention to these parts of the body, whether it was the spleen or the pancreas, or whether it was the lungs. And coordinated with breathing and with visualization, they communicated between the brain, which is like the master controller, to the organs that could shift different kinds of chemistry, different kinds of physiological function, and even change anatomical structures. The physical aspects of the exercise were also important because they were focused on that part of the body that they wanted to be in touch with. So far, we've talked about the lungs, and we've talked about the spleen, pancreas, digestive system, part of the digestive system. So in this ability to visualize and converse, I now want to introduce this image that I sent to you. So if everybody will have a look at the image, they'll see what looks to be, as Sam described it, a psychedelic asparagus. But let's talk a little bit about this image. Let's talk a little bit about this image. And I do encourage you to go read the Wikipedia page, Neijing 2. Neijing means internal treaties, or like sutra. Jing is something that's been written. Internal description, or description could be a word. The internal description map. Tu is a map or a picture. Now, this is not an old map. This is a couple hundred years old, maybe 300 years old. And the original on which this is based on, a black and white version, is a little bit older than that, 500 years. And the original which that is based on, also a very rudimentary map, is from the 1200s. But the principles that are described in these maps go back to the original Taoist teachings of Laozi and Chuangzi in about 500 BC, 400 BC. And particularly, they were mapped out in the period of the Qin Dynasty, which is about 100 to 150 BC. But these were done later on as people got more sophisticated, not more sophisticated, but they wanted more detail. Now, Neijing Tu means a map or an image of the internal world. By mean, I don't mean a strict definition, I mean the intention of it. And so the Taoists very much believed that in order to understand what's really going on, we have to focus internally. In fact, they used to say there were seven thieves of the spirit. Can anybody guess what they are? Anybody can speak if they want to, or you can wait.
Seven thieves of the spirit?
Seven thieves of the spirit.
Well, are they our emotions?
No, they would actually parts of the body.
Parts of the body.
OK. Okay, so
well, you know, all the like the brains and the hearts and all that, or no, the
not the organs. It's actually the sense. The thieves of the spirit are the two eyes, the two ears, that gives us four, the mouth, that's five, the nose is six, and the genitals is seven. And the reason the Taoists describe this is all of these senses can steal the spirit by perceiving outward. Like right now, if you're looking at me through Zoom, your attention is focused on me. Your ears are hearing me, so your ears are hearing on me, are hearing me. Your mouth is just tasting its own tongue and the own saliva in the mouth, nothing particular. Your nose is present, and your genitals are just doing what they're doing at the moment. But all of these five, seven sense locations can suddenly grab our attention. Something visual, and suddenly you, like for example, a quick flight of a bird, and you look, your eyes go to the bird. Or a sudden sound, a big cloud, thunderclap, and your ears notice the thunderclap. Or a wonderful taste, a dessert or a lovely meal that someone just made, senses go to your mouth. Or you walk into the house at the end of the day and someone's cooking something wonderful and you have this fantastic aroma. Or you walk into a store like Bergdorf Goodman and you have this brand new scent company that has all natural, wonderful scents. Your nose takes the attention. And of course, sexuality and sensuality takes the attention of the genitals. So the Taoists felt that anything that would take your attention outside your body or steal your spirit. Now, why would they say that? They said that because if we say we have 100% of attention and energy at any given time, the minute I pay attention to what my eyes are doing, a certain percentage goes there, correct? For most people, probably close to 90%. If my eyes are closed, a certain percentage goes to my ears. And this, in fact, can dovetail into the mindfulness training in Satipatthana. That's why we are aware. I am breathing in, I am breathing out. I am sensing a pleasant feeling, an unpleasant feeling, my body, my mind, my feeling, to separate all these perceptions that are coming in simultaneously. The Taoists did a similar thing where they encourage people to turn inward. And if our focus went somewhere outwards, then we had less percentage to focus inward. Now, the question arises, which I'm sure you'll all understand now, why did they want us to go inward? And now if we bring up the map that I gave you, this is why. Because the perception of the Taoists was that our internal existence was a mirror to the external existence of the universe. The microcosmic was a reflection of the macrocosmic. Therefore, anything that we would find outside, we would also be able to find inside. And that we didn't need to go outside to find things, we needed to go inside to develop the powers that are the parallel powers that are connected to outside within ourselves. And then as we develop them, we'd be able to get skills that would allow us to then integrate with the world around us.
Can you give us an example of that?
So for example, if we look here on the map, okay, and we see, you go down to the base of the map and you see waters, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you see a water wheel, right? So we get to that moment. And then you see fire on the right, as you go up to the right side of the map, you see fire and this round circle with four suns, right?
Mm-hmm.
Four yin-yang images. And right opposite that, you see someone plowing the earth, right? So we're going to talk about plowing the earth. What do you think plowing the earth represents? Why do we plow the earth? What's our goal to plow the earth?
To plant something.
To plant something, okay. But why do we plant something?
We want to...
For nourishment, for food.
Nourishment. So what's happening there? He's planting something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So what is he, what would that be equivalent in our body?
Stomach.
Stomach, intestines, right. So here it's telling us, and we have instruction on the left, how do we deal with to nourish the earth element? Remember, the earth element is our digestion. And here it's earth, right? Okay, so now let's look down at the bottom. What element do you think this is?
You mean the very bottom?
The very bottom, yeah. What is it?
Water element?
Water, yeah, it's water. It's the water element. We're going to deal with that today. That's the kidneys. The kidneys and the bladder. So here it's giving us information how we nourish and move the water element. And when we can locate, now, the way I would like you to use this map from today is when you, after the class, this today, later, if you have a bit of time, put it on your screen, a big screen, and have a look, blow it up so you can see each part very clearly.